For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Haley Mack, a junior out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And first of all, Haley, congratulations. Your first hat trick as a BSU Beaver. How'd that feel?
It felt really good.
This year, you haven't scored a ton of goals. Last year, you led the team. You finally get some scoring tonight with that hat trick. What was kind of the key to getting those three goals?
I think it was a matter of time. I missed the first month of the season and just trying to get back. It's been about 2 months since I've been injured, so I just kept working hard. You know, sometimes you take a different path that you don't want to take, and I just kept working hard, and they finally went in for me.
Well, I know your team knew that you had to do something this week to get some scoring. I noticed that the passing was a lot quicker off the stick. There was no hesitation there in that. Was that one of your points of emphasis this week at practice?
Yeah, for sure. Moving the puck quick, you can get it back. You have more options to get the other team confused on where to go. So it's just the key to move the puck fast and move it in the right areas, and you should find success that way.
How are you guys able to keep the Huskies from only getting 11 shots on net tonight?
I think that's just a hard-nosed game that we have to play, and we have to continue to play offensively and defensively smart and hard, and we'll be just fine.
Lauren Bench only had to make those 11 saves, but your team also had 12 block shots out in front of her. You, even as a forward, how much defense do you get stuck playing sometimes?
Yeah, you definitely do. This game, we didn't really play as much defense, which is nice because defense isn't always the most fun.
Haley, I heard you say that your brother also got a hat trick for East Grand Forks tonight. How cool is it to know that you and your brother both on the same night got that?
It's super cool. I mean, hat tricks don't come very often, so when you get them, it's a really good feeling.
So you get to do this hat trick in front of your grandma and your sister. Now your mom and dad are down in the cities watching your brother and sister play high school hockey. That is just a crazy hockey family. Obviously, it makes it hard for them to have to go one way or the other. For you as a college player, what's it like knowing that your parents are so busy with watching all of you kids play?
It's crazy. They're amazing. They're amazing people. They always support us and are always there for us no matter what, and it feels good. I'm sure they wish they could be here, but they can only be at one spot at one time. So,
Haley, what's it going to take to beat the Huskies and get three more points in league play?
Just play full 60 minutes as a team and we'll be just fine.
On to some fun questions. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have two sisters, one 15 months older than me, one is 15, and then I have a brother who is 18.
So he's a senior in high school?
Yes.
Did all of you play hockey?
Yes, we've all played hockey, so it's been a crazy nut house at the Mac house with all of us in all these sports. You know, we're pretty competitive.
What was Thanksgiving like at the Mac house?
It was nice. It was actually pretty calm. We're getting older now, so we just really like to spend quality time with each other whenever we can because we're all running different directions all the time.
Favorite Thanksgiving food?
Probably like the Special K bars. I really like those.
Haley, what has been your favorite part of being a BSU Beaver so far?
Just the relationships and friendships you have with the teammates. It's just an incredible bond that people don't realize how strong you get. You do everything together, so it's pretty special.
Well, congratulations again on the hat trick, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.